God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. This is Brother Hutchings inviting the listeners to another Watchman on the Wall program of Southwest Radio Ministries. And here now is Brother Jerry.
Thanks, Brother Hutchings. Today, David Benoit of Glory Ministries in Virginia is in the studio with Brother Hutchings to talk about 9 seducing spirits found in Scripture. Much of the information comes from a 2-DVD set produced by Brother Dave and his popular book on things witches don't want parents to know. Brother Hutchings, the Bible gives us clear teaching on this week's topic, doesn't it?
Thank you, Brother Jerry. The Bible warns us that in the last days, many would depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits, plural, spirits. Brother Dave has researched the Bible, and he has found 9 seducing spirits. I encourage you to get his tremendous DVD set, 2 DVDs, about 2.5 hours. Really a fantastic presentation that he produced in Brother Jerry Falwell's church in Lynchburg, Virginia. Excellent camera work, fabulous graphics. Dave really outdid himself on this presentation. It's one of the best I've seen. Also, thousands upon thousands of his book, 14 Things Witches Hope Parents Never Find Out, have been disseminated across the country. If you don't have his book, you need it, especially if you have young people. You certainly need to get this book. So the DVD set is only $20. The book is $10, both for a gift of $25 to this ministry to keep the broadcast on the station to which you listen. And on the broadcast yesterday, we began a study of the 9 seducing spirits listed in Scripture and how these spirits are at loose in our nation today, and why we are suffering so much. Moral decline, so many in prison, so much crime, so much immorality. Yesterday we talked about the first one, a vile spirit. This has to do with this evil. We talked about pornography, and it's the biggest business in the United States. All the immoral videos that are being produced, and how much of it is on the internet, and how many are listening to it or watching, and the rape, the abortions, the children born out of wedlock, the breakup of homes. All these are the work of the vile spirit that is listed in the Bible. For example, in the 4th chapter of Luke, in Matthew chapter 12. About the vile spirits, and this is one of the worst seducing spirits. Now, there is another spirit that you have listed, Brother Dave. Maybe you'd like to tell us about this, the worldly spirit.
Well, you know, the Bible does talk about the worldly spirit, Dr. Hutchings, but I will tell you this, that the worldly spirit is a spirit that is very easy to be sucked into simply because the fact that it deals with your flesh. Now, yesterday you were talking on the program about spirits that are going to come out at that rally that they're having, Satanists at the big civic center here. And most people are not going to be devil worshipers, but they'll be flesh worshipers. The Bible says, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us, which are of God." 1 Corinthians 2:12. In 1 John 2:15 and 16, it says, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life." Those three things, Hutch, are the worldly spirit's inhabitants. Is not of the Father, but is of the world. And as we look at that, Hutch, we know there are 3 gateways to a worldly life. One is the lust of the flesh. And again, that's the tough one, Hutch.
Well, the lust of the flesh, a lot of stuff out there to eat, a lot of stuff out there to drink, and we've become a nation of gluttons and overweight. to satisfy the lust of the flesh. And there are many ways you can do that.
Obesity is one thing, but you know, it's the appetite of the flesh. Whatever the flesh tells you, whether it's pornography, whether it's homosexuality. And by the way, I wanted to read something to you, Dr. Hutchings. These are some quotes that I found on the internet about gay church leaders. And it says, as an openly gay Unitarian Universalist minister, I am thrilled to be a part of a denomination that is supportive of me and my spouse of 13 years, a gay relationship. Another one says, I'm an organist and a choir master and gay. I'm also Anglican, now serving God in the United Church of Canada. Another one writes, I was raised Presbyterian and left the denomination for a number of reasons, one of which is their stance on gays and lesbian issues. So these are people who have been seduced by the flesh, Dr. Hutchings, to think it's all right to be a homosexual and to be a Christian leader. Talk about sedition. The Bible tells us that in the last days that many would depart from the faith. They depart from the faith because they're seduced by these spirits, Dr. Hutchings.
The second worldly lure that's a part of a worldly spirit is the lust of the eyes. You know, you watch television. Everything is presented to be lovely and beautiful and make you want it. And they put all these lovely gems and food and sexy clothing and vacation resorts. So no wonder we're broke.
Yeah, and the thing about it is the lust of the eye, Dr. Hutchins, that's what you see. And you know, it used to be that when you passed by a house, you could see a television set on. It was just like one just light. But now when you pass by a place or you walk into a room and there's a television set going on, you can see a flash. It just flashes hundreds of times a minute. And it's just showing you different images very, very quickly. If you watch old things like Andy Griffith or you watch I Love Lucy, they had one camera and it just stayed there for a long time. Now the imagery is bam, 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 trying to get the eyes where they don't want to move off of that set.
You mentioned here the spirit of meekness. Of course, that's from the Lord, isn't it?
Well, see, for every one of these bad spirits, Dr. Hutchings, there's a spirit from God to counter that. For example, the first spirit we talked about the vile spirit. But the spirit that combats that is actually the spirit of holiness. The Bible says, and declare to be the Son of God with the power according to the spirit of holiness by the resurrection of the dead. So how do you combat the spirit of the vile spirit? You combat him by the spirit of holiness. And that's what the scripture says. The spirit of holiness, not just holiness, but the spirit of holiness. Holiness means to be separated unto God. Those things which separate you from God will also separate you from ungodliness. That which brings you to Christ will separate you. I was saved when I was 17, but I can tell you, as soon as I got saved, I had people say, I don't want to be your friend anymore. I didn't have to drop one of my friends. They dropped me like a hot potato. But here's the interesting thing that says in Isaiah 35:8, it says, and a highway shall be there and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness, and the unclean shall not pass over it. God gives us a way of escape. He talks about our temptations. He says he also makes a way of escape. So as we talked about the unholy, vile spirit, it's God's spirit that actually protects us from that. And then we got into the worldly spirit. And that spirit that combats that God uses is the spirit of meekness. And it says in Galatians 6:1, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou shalt also be tempted.
Being meek is not to be proud or greedy.
It's, yes,
to be humble.
And I think
caring.
Exactly. And I think the meekness here is also showing sympathy to the person. A person who's addicted to pornography or drugs, they don't need people to browbeat them. They need somebody to love them and care for them and help them through those particular things. But for the grace of God, Hutch, you and I go that same direction.
Now, A third seducing spirit you have listed here, Brother Dave, is the spirit of Egypt. Of course, Egypt was symbolic of the world, a type of the world, or the whole world, what's wrong with the world in Scripture. But tell us about the spirit of Egypt.
You know, you're right about that. It is a part of the world, Hutch, but the spirit of Egypt is more spiritual. In Isaiah chapter 19, verse 3, it says, "And the spirit of Egypt shall fail in the midst thereof, and I will destroy the counsel thereof, and they shall seek to idols, and to charmers, and to them that have familiar spirits, and to the wizards." So in essence, the spirit of Egypt was a supernatural. It says, "I will let them seek unto idols." Today we got rock idols, we got sports idols, we've got teen idols. And then they'll seek after charmers, those who are necromancers, people who talk to the dead, are enchanters. John Edwards had a program, Crossing Over with John Edward. This program was just talking to the dead. Could you really talk to the dead? I had a man call me one day, and he said, "My fiance wants to go and talk to John Edward about talking to her baby that she lost, and she wants me to give her the money to go talk to him about talking to the dead." And he said, "What is your recommendation?" I said, "First of all, I would not get married to a woman who wants to go to a person who wants to talk to the dead. She's got some problems spiritually if she does that." But you wouldn't believe, Dr. Hutchings, how many people, as a matter of fact, in my book, 14 Things, which is Hope Parents Never Find Out, I talk about, can people really talk to the dead? In that DVD, Disarming the Powers of Darkness, I talk about Saul and how Saul went to the Witch of Endor and tried to get in there and talk to her, and how God condemned him for that, talking to the dead. I was talking to Dr. Ed Heinsohn one day, and I said to him, I said, "Dr. Heinsohn, when people cannot talk to God, they will try to talk to the devil." And that's exactly where we're at right now. And then the scripture says, "And charmers, and unto them that have familiar spirits, deceptive spirits, and to wizards." And when you look at all the stuff out today, Hutch, it's all about wizardry, Harry Potter and everything else. As a matter of fact, on that DVD, I go into detail about some of the things, spell casting, incantations, that are actually in those books and in those movies, that are actually real incantations to conjure up real spirits. So the spirit of Egypt represents a supernatural invasion, Doc.
You know, I remember Bishop James Pike, I believe it was, who was a bishop, and he looked for the bones of Jesus. He was convinced that Jesus really never rose from the dead, and actually Bishop Pike, he and his third wife took their honeymoon down in Israel, and their car got stuck out in the desert there looking for the bones of Jesus. Well, they didn't find the bones of Jesus, but they found Bishop Pike's bones out there.
Yeah.
But Pike, he was a spiritist. He had problems with his son, and maybe his son died or something.
Yeah, his son did die, and so that's, he wanted to contact him.
He wanted to contact him. He had all these seances to find his son and reconcile himself with his son. But he was an interesting character. I think he was a type of those who wander off and get into this underworld spirit thing that he had. But he died out in the desert looking for the bones of Jesus.
And he was a bishop. I mean, he really at one time really sought the Lord. And then the next thing you know, he's trying to seek the supernatural. And again, the spirit of Egypt, according to Easton's Bible Dictionary, it says the Egyptian religion was a strange mixture of pantheism, that means God is all is God, and animal worship. The gods being adored or had forms of animals. I mean, you look at the Egyptology, you see the jackal, you see all these different, the hawk and stuff like that, and they're all a part of their half-man, half-animal kind of thing, that man and animals were part of the Godhead. And Dr. Hutchings, when you look at what happened in Egypt, God came out against all their demonic gods. They worshiped the Nile. He turned it into blood. He worshiped the animals. He put all kind of infections on the animals and stuff like that. And even today, you look at the people today, Witches will not tell you that they worship the devil. Witches will say that they worship Mother Earth. And we got to protect Mother Earth. And we've got to do... And ladies and gentlemen, it's not that I think that we ought to pollute or anything else, but they've gone to a place now where it's more of a worship the Mother Earth instead of worshiping Father God. And that's pantheism, Hutch. That's the spirit of Egypt.
Yes. Again, I reference this thing that's going to be held in Oklahoma City this next week at the Civic Auditorium about all these people that are coming, the wizards. They were wanting the wizards to come, the warlocks, and then the witches, and all the evil spirits, you know, spirits of darkness and worldly spirits. I can't believe that that's happening here.
Oh, it's darkness, Hutch. You see, when there's no light, darkness creeps in. The stronger the light, the farther out it goes, it keeps darkness at bay. I liked what I heard a preacher the other day. He says, darkness runs from light. Light never runs from darkness. You see.
What is the counterbalance of the spirit of Egypt?
The counterbalance that God has, Dr. Hutchings, is the spirit of grace. You know, the Bible says, and the blood shall be to you as for a token upon the house where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And so in essence, he says, I will protect those. And by the way, there were people who didn't believe that. The Egyptians thought that was a bunch of hokey pokey stuff. And so they didn't listen. And every person and even animal was destroyed in there. And it says this in Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10, and I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplication, and they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one that mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. In essence, God says, I've got grace for those. I mean, I've seen witches saved, Hutch. I've seen Satanists saved. I've seen them. They used to come to my rock seminars, and they'd be painted up black and red eyes and chains and studs. I've seen them rip their T-shirts off and ask God to save them at these different things. God has grace for those people, Dr. Hutchings.
Yes, we see all this coming. We know that grace is the only thing that can bring them out of that kind of lifestyle.
Exactly.
We talked about our Onesimus project, and we communicate with so many prisoners who are in prison because of this kind of lifestyle, being overtaken by these seducing spirits. But God has delivered them. They get in prison where we can reach them and they can be saved.
You know, that's interesting, Dr. Hutchings, is people think prison is a punishment, but sometimes it's God's grace. Because once you can't get the drugs, you can't get the alcohol, you can't get those things, you can't be around the certain people that influence you certain ways, God shows his grace in that way sometimes.
We have another one of the nine seducing spirits that you have listed here. May not get through it, but we can start with the spirit of unfaithfulness. I think you have it listed. Tell us a little bit about the spirit of unfaithfulness.
Well, Hosea 4:12 says, my people ask counsel at their stocks, and their staffs declare unto them, for the spirit of whoredoms who caused them to err, and they have gone a-whoring from under their God. So in essence, this unfaithful spirit is called the spirit of whoredoms. This is not just immorality. It's a spiritual seduction. You know, in Revelation chapter 17, verses 5 and 6, it says, and upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and the abomination of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. You know, Dr. Hutchings, I can see this today. I can see that America and Christians around the world are caught up in Mystery Babylon. They're drunken with the wine of Babylon. Now, first of all, Babylon looked very beautiful. It seemed to be so wonderful. Revelation chapter 18 says, verse 3 and 4, for all nations have drunken, not just America, for all nations have drunken of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of earth are waxed rich through the abundances of her delicacies. In essence, what it's talking about here is witchcraft and demonism becomes a commerce. And we read that while ago, Dr. Hutchings, about pornography and everything else, how evil seems to sell. And it says this, in abundance in her delicacies, and I heard another voice from heaven, and listen what it says, come out of her, my people. My people. Not just anybody. See, it's very easy, even for Christians, to be caught up into this demonism and people thinking it's just entertainment when they go to watch the Twilight series and read these books on Harry Potter and all these other things. It says, come out of her, my people. Now, you have to understand, Mystery Babylon is the one who martyrs the Christians and makes war against the saints and everything else, and yet you have to tell God's people to stay out of that. So people are drunk with the wine of Babylon.
On the broadcast tomorrow, we'll get into some more of these nine seducing spirits. And I certainly would encourage you to get a copy of Brother Dave Benoit's set of DVDs on disarming the powers of darkness. Whatever Christian parent and every Christian needs to know about the occult. About 2.5 hours of fabulous presentation. I've seen it. Some of you may already have it, but if you don't have it, I certainly would recommend it. It's excellent also for your church. Mm-hmm. Fabulous presentation. And also the book, 14 Things Witches Hope Parents Never Find Out. Now here's Brother Jerry to tell you how you can get both the DVDs, set of two DVDs, and the book for one offering.
Thanks, Brother Hutchings. Well, that's right. While each is offered individually, the best thing to do is to get them together. We'll send the two DVDs and the book in appreciation of a $25 contribution for those who live in the United States, $28 if you're in Canada. Want the DVD set by itself? The gift amount is $20 in the U.S., $22 in Canada. And the book is available for an offering of $10 in the U.S., $12 in Canada. Whatever you choose, the phone number to call is 1-800-652-1144. Write to Southwest Radio Ministries, Post Office Box 100, Bethany, Oklahoma 73008. Or go to our website at swrc.com. Here are some questions Brother Dave answers in the 2.5-hour DVD presentation. Who was the first devil worshiper? Can a Christian be a witch? Can a person sell his or her soul to the devil? 7 reasons people get into the occult and more. The title of the DVD set is Disarming the Powers of Darkness. The book, 14 Things Witches Hope Parents Never Find Out, is 168 pages. You may also want some of the Halloween tracks we've offered in the past. Get details on them by calling from 7:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. Central Daylight Time, Monday through Friday. Phone 1-800-652-1144. Write to Southwest Radio, Box 100, Bethany, Oklahoma, 73008. The website is at swrc.com. Next over many of these stations is a Bible in the News report. The next Your Watchman on the Wall program of Southwest Radio Ministries is tomorrow at this time. Be here for it. It's time for Southwest Radio Ministries' Bible in the News report, a feature of Your Watchman on the Wall program. With today's report, here is board member Jerry Tyson.
If you haven't seen teenagers with an incredible array of piercings, tattoos, and other types of mutilations, you haven't been out of your house recently. It has reached epidemic proportions. Always looking for something new, Razor blades now make the latest fashion statement. According to the website OneNewsNow.com, August 19, 2010, quoting, 1 million moms, a division of the American Family Association, is claiming victory on a campaign against a national retailer the group accused of making light of a serious matter among youngsters. Claire's stores in malls across the United States carry trendy jewelry and accessories for teens and tweens. 1 million moms director Monica Cole reported that the activist group learned the chain was selling a new line of accessories with razor blades. It contained necklaces and bracelets and earrings that had razor blades dangling from them, she explains. Even though the blades had a dull edge, it was the symbolism of the razor blades. Researchers estimate that approximately 1 in 5 United States high school and college students practice some form of self-injury, such as cutting. Cole says it amounts to an epidemic of cutting themselves as a form of transferring emotional pain into physical pain. End of article. An email and phone campaign to contact the retailer hoped to see a change in their sales policy and not cash in on the problem of self-mutilation prevalent among youth. And it worked. According to OMM Director Cole, quote, they took immediate action to remove all their jewelry line with razor blades from their shelves. To their credit, Claire's stores issued this statement, quote, we've recently seen comments regarding jewelry that some parents felt portrayed a dangerous lifestyle. We appreciate the notes of concern and are taking swift action to remove the accessory line from our shelves. We apologize for not initially considering the dual meaning of this jewelry, end quote. There's an old saying that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness. History is full of people who stood as a candle and changed the course of history. Proverbs 22:15 reminds us that foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. Often the rod is not needed. A little love can go a long way. The emotional pain children and teens transfer to physical pain is frequently caused because they do not have parents who care for them and train them to be able to face the pressures of life. The single-parent home, so prevalent in today's society, is a breeding ground for teens to feel insecure, to fall into the wrong company, and to emulate the satanically controlled pop culture of the day. Praise God for those who faithfully drive into neighborhoods to take folks to Sunday school and church, where they can learn of a God who not only loves them, but gave his life blood to cleanse them of their sins. Our cities, currently deteriorating, need people willing to be used of the Lord to reach out with the life-changing message of God's grace. What could tomorrow be like if there were hundreds of children reached for Christ today? As Matthew 5:16 says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
That's today's Bible in the News report from Southwest Radio Ministries. To get a complimentary copy of the monthly publication, call 800-652-1144. Write to Southwest Radio, Box 100, Bethany, Oklahoma, 73008. The website address is swrc.com. Join us for your next Watchman on the Wall program and a Bible in the News report.